What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time to wake on up with a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, heck yeah.
With the bases loaded. Garcia into left field. Estrada in. McMahon is going to score, and the Rockies break the Giants' hearts in the ninth inning and salvage a game in the series with an 8-7 victory.
Our guy Dave Fleming on the call. NBC Sports Bay Area. Giants fall late. Randy Rodriguez could not get it done. Casey Schmidt did not handle a tough chopper right to him at third base. And Tyro Estrada revenge game finally comes to fruition. Three hits on the day for him. 8-7 the final after the Giants led by as many as five runs early in that game. Hayden Birdsong pitched well enough to win, I thought, but it was the bullpen that unraveled late. Tough way to end it, but you know what? You take the series overall. As I say, good morning to all of you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for work, getting ready for the weekend. It is a Father's Day weekend. It's a U.S. Open weekend. It is a Giants-Dodgers weekend in La La Land. Joe, good morning to you. Tough loss, but you know what? At the end of the day, you look back, it's one of those series where we kind of looked at last week with the Padres where, yeah, you split, but you could have won all four of those games, or you could have lost all four of them. Similar to this one, you could have won all three, but you also could have lost all three.
Yeah, yesterday didn't bug me as much as I saw it bug other people. I walked in this morning and I was like to Carter, you know, that one didn't hurt as much as I thought it might. And he was like, no, that one hurt a lot for me. And I hear him, but look, to your point, they could have easily lost all three of these games. They could have easily won all three of these games. The margins are super thin. Randy Rodriguez has been not just good, not just outstanding. He's been perfect essentially all season. He got hit hard on the first batter of the inning, and Jung-Hoo Lee made an incredible catch out in center field. So, you know, all things considered, considering that you only had a couple of arms available, I know everyone's angry at somebody, anybody, for a loss like that. Sometimes you just escape Coors Field and you say, what are the positives? Well, you won two out of three. What's another positive? Multiple guys are seeing the ball really well at the plate right now. What's another positive? Some of my younger players that are forced into action right now because of the inability of others to get on the field because of injury or performance are stepping up. You know, Schmidt had a big error in that game. That ball just hit him right in the heel. I thought it took a pretty, you know, weird hop on him, but he still got to make that play. But what about Dom Smith?
Yeah.
I mean, we got red-hot Dom Smith going back down to L.A. I thought that Birdsong pitched pretty good. You know, Sean Jelly gave up that big hit to Estrada, and it felt like, you know, the dam kind of broke. So, look, the way that that series went overall, are you guys surprised it went down to the ninth inning and you had to walk off?
It's the Rockies. Like, it's that's what happens. As I go, you know, Lloyd Christmas, Dumb and Dumber, I thought the Rockies would be a little rockier than this, you know? Like, yeah, I take that 10 times out of 10 if I'm going to Colorado. Just give me the series. Yeah, it'd be nice to get the sweep. But it's the Twilight Zone, as we've discussed.
Exactly.
Weird things always happen there. You take what you can get. Yes, you had 5 runs in there, but as we've established, I don't care if it's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 runs. No lead is safe at Coors Field, even against one of the worst teams of all time. 13th win, by the way, for the Colorado Rockies. And by the way, happy Friday the 13th to all of you. There we go. Do we have a rejoin at one point with Friday the 13th music? We should get that. And one of the more overrated franchises, as far as I'm concerned, I'm more of a Halloween guy myself. Michael Myers, better villain than one Jason. Even Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. For my money, Joe. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we have a lot to get into today. Obviously, we've been priming the series this weekend. It's the first time you're seeing the Dodgers, if you're the Giants, and vice versa. There's a lot happening right now between both of these teams. They are battling for first place in the NL West. You got the Padres in the mix. There's a lot at stake this weekend. You don't have Matt Chapman. You don't have Patrick Bailey. But you know who you do have on the bump tonight, Joe? You got Logan Webb. Your ace. I know we parse words here. It's him or Robbie Ray.
Top dog.
Top dog, though. That's the guy I've seen against the Dodgers in the playoffs shove. I know he's up for this game. And he's going up against their ace this year. Yoshinobu Yamamoto. I just like saying the full name. You go Yoshi if you want.
What's his ERA currently?
2.20. 86 strikeouts, 6-4 on the year. He's been outstanding. The guy's got it all. He's filthy. He's got the velocity. He's got the slider, the cutter, whatever you want, the curve. He's got it all. You got Roop tomorrow going up against old pal Clayton Kershaw. Guy's been there forever. God, it's pretty incredible. And we got to get to Clayton at some point today, too, because this potentially might be the last time you even see him. Like, just given the injury history, given the age of all of it, I don't know if we could, you know, just say for sure you're going to see Clayton Kershaw against the San Francisco Giants again going towards this year. And then the young guy is going to get an opportunity again on Sunday Night Baseball, down at Chavez Ravine. It's going to be Kyle Harrison against Dustin May. So I'm so damn excited about this. Hey, no. I look at it as an opportunity. I'm excited for Kyle Harrison. I'm excited about this weekend.
I'm excited for Kyle Harrison.
So the loss yesterday, Joe, it's not, yeah, it sucks because any walk-off is going to hurt. That's baked into the equation. That sucks, especially when you have a 5-run lead. And against that team, I understand the point of view from a Carter of the world, of all these people. Hell, Adam in the city who called yesterday, he's going to be at the game tonight. He messaged me on Instagram. He's like, that was unacceptable. Wait, oh, my God.
Adam and SF DMing someone?
There you go. Hey.
You're a high-level loser, bro.
Well, I didn't say that, Adam. You're my boy.
My boy Guido goes, I got to meet this Adam in the SF.
Guido?
Yeah.
What's he up to? Is he still golfing?
Guido's around the way.
He's around the way?
He's okay. Always around the way.
Okay. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Maybe Guido is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer.
That's so mean.
It's mean-spirited, as Dibs would always say. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Why don't you go to Laughing Monk today? To watch some Dodgers and some Giants tonight. Wouldn't that be great?
Going to Burger? Amazing.
That's what I want right now.
You know what sounds also amazing? You know, when you come in batting 193 into a series and you've had 2 days off in a row, and your name is Willie Adames, mm-hmm. and you're feeling a lot of pressure internally, externally. You come into that series and you say to yourself, I think we're all like, can he have a multi-hit game?
Right.
Right? If there's one thing that I will take away from Colorado that I think can carry them the rest of the year, it's that the Willie Adames at-bats look so much better right now than they ever. Even the foul balls look better. He is squaring the ball up way better since the 2 days off in a row. So, obviously, June 10th, he comes in to that series batting 193. All right? 193. He has a hit. He has basically 4 total bags in that game, 7 total bags in the game on the 11th, and then yesterday, another base hit. But to me, the at-bats looked significantly better. Obviously, he had multiple home runs in this series, drew some big walks, had some really nice sack flies. It just feels like Willy Adames is seeing the ball at the plate better than he has at any point all year. He's barreling the ball up. He's having good at-bats. He's not chasing like he was earlier. Now, it's a three-game set against a bad pitching staff in a hitter-friendly ballpark. I'm not saying that all of a sudden he's going to bat 300 the rest of the year. I'm just saying, when I went into that series, I wanted Willy Adames to come out of Colorado feeling good. I feel great about Willy Adames. You won 2 out of 3. Stinks you lost yesterday's game. Trust me, I know. I'm down on it, too. I wanted the sweep. We all wanted the sweep. You're a full game out of first. But Willy Adames looks good. And if he can channel that into this series and hopefully all the way through the All-Star break, I mean, this would be the moment we would look back and say, hey, the 2 days off, going to Colorado, it was just what the doctor ordered.
Absolutely. And Logan Porter getting some action yesterday. I didn't hate what I saw from the young catcher there. He's only had a cup of coffee in Major League Baseball. I think he's had like 6 hits total, but he got a hit yesterday.
I've never even heard of him. Him, Kisner. I follow the AAA team. And I'm not trying to be mean.
No.
I've never heard of some of these guys that they're calling up.
Got a hit. It's all I care about if I'm a Giants fan, right? Like, that's all I care about.
It's just crazy.
And he got a ribby yesterday. It absolutely is.
We talk, like, if we do all this, like, and all these, like, what is it, like, preseason analysis.
Oh, God.
At what point would anyone have brought up the name Kisner and Porter? You think I'm talking about a beer company?
I thought I was talking about your cousins. You bring up Porters all the time. But I was like, I don't know who these people are. You know this this Porter, my right? My cousin? It's like, sure, maybe one time. You're right. You bring him up all the time.
It's just, and then like Tyro Estrada having a couple of good games. You know, good for him.
Great.
Like, honestly, good for him.
261 this year.
It's hard for me to hate on Tyro Estrada.
No.
You know, it sucks that it comes at our expense. But the bigger one is that, like little things, right? So you come out of that. You do have Camilo Duvall ready to go for both of the first 2 games at minimum against the Dodgers. Randy Rodriguez hadn't had work in quite some time.
Needed it.
Yeah, and I think that he looked rusty. I didn't think he looked good or settled in. He was missing by more in the ninth inning than I'd seen him miss all year.
I was going to say, in hindsight, would you rather have gone Randy first, Ryan Walker second? I mean, hindsight's always 20-20.
I don't
right?
know.
Like, and Ryan looked pretty solid in that one inning he had. He had a strikeout.
I don't trust Ryan right now.
I don't really trust. Like, Randy as a closer, I don't know if I trust. Yeah, as a setup guy,
I do. Think they were dipping their toe into that, right? They gave him multiple days off. And I just think he looked a little off.
Right.
And a lot of the guys have talked about it. It's really tough to get your breaking ball over. And so, I don't know.
You look good, conversely. Again, this isn't the Rockies radio station, but that Halverson guy.
Not bad.
He's got stuff, man.
Know, 100,
101, 100. He was blowing it past these guys yesterday.
What'd you think of Birdsong? I thought he was cruising, and then he hit a little bit of some trouble. And, you know, you need the bullpen to kind of help you out there. And
you go 6 innings, give up 3 runs in Coors, and you have a lead, you should win the game.
Like, right.
That's what I expect. If you if you give me that performance in that ballpark, I'll take that 7 days out of the week.
Now that you've seen him, you know, a few times now.
Wasn't his best stuff either. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So that's 6Ks.
Yeah.
In terms of him versus Harrison, and I'm not trying to make it either or, is there things that Harrison does better than Birdsong or things that Birdsong does better than Harrison? I think do you look at them that way? Do you compare and contrast them?
I just look at the consistency.
Okay.
Right now, as far as their stuff goes, I'm not going to get into that because I do think the repertoire of one Hayden Birdsong right now, he just has a little bit more to offer than
more
Kyle.
Robust, would you agree?
I think he trusts more of his pitches right now than Kyle does.
I think so too.
But I'll also say it's just a consistency factor. Whenever he goes out there, I feel like I know what I'm going to get at this point. He's really not going to let games get away from him too much. He's not going to serve up those meatballs that I see a lot from Kyle Harris. Not to say Kyle doesn't have stuff at times. I feel like there's a moment or two every start for Kyle where he gives up just extremely hard contact, whether it's a home run he gives up or a player just misses a home run. And that's, you know what? He's a young player. He's going to have to fix that. I remember a young phenom here in the Bay Area that did that all the time. I compared him early to him. It's not that they have the like-for-like same stuff, but they have this you know, flair for giving up just inconvenient home runs at the worst times.
Who's that?
Jesus Luzardo did it all the time. One of the young phenoms for the A's. High cheese all the time, 95, 100.
Yeah. When you live stuff up in the zone, you're going to get hit hard.
And he just didn't have the movement that you needed, and you're not fooling these guys at this level. You're just not.
Well, Luzardo was awesome earlier at points this year. And then what happened? You know, as a Trump. But I think both guys, Birdsong and Harrison, they represent two things. Number one, you got to be patient, and you got to allow both of these guys to kind of mature into form. And I think that's the tough part, is they're in a pennant race right now. You know, we're in the beginning steps of a pennant race. And so, you know, your tolerance level for some of the young guys, the growing pains isn't as big as you would if you were like the Rockies. Because like right now, the Rockies, it's development time for a lot of guys. The other part is you can see flashes from both guys. I think both guys show you glimpses of what could be. And that's the part that's tantalizing and exciting. The number one thing in baseball right now is, if you can get it, cost-controlled pitching. That is young and under team control. Mm. That's what everyone's looking for. If you look around the bigs, some of the bigger, more bloated, difficult contracts to swallow are these pitcher contracts where a guy's making 40 large for multiple years, and you don't know if one pitch every 5 days could be his last pitch for 2 years. And so when you have a bunch of young arms, Wisenhunt in AAA, Birdsong in the bigs, Harrison in the bigs, they're kind of like the cheat code in Major League Baseball. It's similar. It's not the same, but it's similar to a rookie quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
In that's what everyone's looking to have, right? You all want to be able to have it. Because then you can afford these high-priced veteran lineup players or these DHs and things like that, or some of these bullpen arms.
Daniels, Washington Commanders, they got Debo now. They've got Terry McLaurin. They can afford a little bit more. You go to Houston, right?
Yes.
You go with C.J. Stroud. The 49ers with Brock Purdy last year trying to sign all these guys. You got to maximize these windows when you can. And yes, the fact that you should be rooting for Kyle Harrison. I'm not saying anyone's rooting against Kyle Harrison at this point, but this is a massive start for him on Sunday. Again, it starts tonight first and foremost with the guy you want on the bump against their ace, Yamamoto versus Webb tonight. Cannot wait.
This is a primetime matchup.
This is an absolute. These teams right now, it's primetime first and foremost because of the players involved on one side of the baseball, but you put these brands together, and I get it. I don't think the Giants brand is at the level right now, the Q rating of a Dodgers, but you go through the history of baseball, it's one of the six, seven, just most recognizable, right? Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Giants, Cardinals, am I missing?
Cubbies.
Cubs, there you go. Those are a few franchises that just you recognize those things. And when you see that Dodger hat this weekend,
You'll see people walking around this weekend, I'm sure, wearing them. There's a bunch of them all of a sudden have been coming up here to live and to work and do all that. No. You got to look at them a certain way. You're not going to give them a head nod, Joe. You're just going to walk right past them, all right?
No, you're going to roll down your window and you're going to say, Dodgers suck, BLL. That's what you're going to say.
Is that what you're going to do with LJ? LJ, is your first words Dodgers suck?
No, right now he's doing no on everything. LJ, you want to go to bed? No.
Oh. Well, they'll be doing that the rest of your life.
And then I go, hey, what about a baba? You want a baba? And he starts like smiling.
I can go for a baba.
But it's hilarious now. Like he now understands what no means. It's not just saying the word no. Like now he understands. No.
No.
You want to kiss your cousin Aaron? No. So mean.
Why is it mean? Yeah. Don't force the kids to do what they don't want to do, Joe. He's telling you no. All right?
No means no.
Thank you. It does. Absolutely, it does.
But this is an interesting one because very few times in the NBA schedule do you get those like Laker-Warriors Saturday night matchups that even like a non-Laker-Warrior fan is intrigued to tune in on. Right. I think the Giants-Dodgers this weekend on Friday the 13th, given that they haven't had a game all year against each other, we don't get it jammed down our throat the way we do Red Sox Yankees. I wonder if the nation is going to like just have a glance over. Like Logan Webb has been around for a couple of years. Obviously, you referenced the Giants brand overall. Chavez Ravine, Friday night. Is this one on Apple Plus tonight?
That's a great question. The crack staff in the back will get on that. No. NBC Sports Bay Area. It is on.
Why Apple Plus didn't pick this up is beyond me.
Yeah. It's all right. Well, I'd rather it be.
I'd
rather it not be.
This would have been a game that gets flexed, would it not? Right.
Well, we got the national game on the weekend. It's Sunday Night Baseball as ESPN. So
there you go.
So what they got there.
And then who's doing, is it a Saturday night game on Saturday?
Yes, yeah, Saturday it's going to be, yes, night 7:10 is the scheduled first pitch, NBC Sports Bay Area. So yeah, there you go. It'll be locked in. Well, I wonder if Bonta Hill will be doing any of the games over the weekend. He'll be joining us.
Well, his record isn't very good, so I don't know. He's like 3-6 this year.
It's not his fault. Hey, you know what? Colorado's a tough place. No, they won a couple of the ones he's done in Colorado now, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's 3-6 now.
Well, if this is, you know, he's batting 500, right? 3-6? No? Is that how that works?
No, that means he's 3-9, technically. He's 300
then.
He's 3-6.
Oh, okay. So he's 300.
Three, four, that's fine.
Come on, man. Yeah. By the way, I would love the participation of the people because we're going to be diving deep into Dodgers-Giants today. We had Eric Gagne on yesterday.
Oh,
Joe.
God, it was so good.
Cy Young Award winner.
I hate to do what I'm going to do to him in an hour from now, but like in an hour from now, I'm going to give you my list of my personal Dodgers I hate, period. End of discussion. And as great as that interview was yesterday, Gagne might find himself on the list.
And if you missed any of that interview, find it on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. You're going to want to download that bad boy. By the way, you're going to be wanting to be locked in because today is the last day that you could win a pair of Golden State Valkyries tickets as they take on the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. Got to be listening, though.
When I think of Connecticut, I think of Sun.
Yeah, right, I don't
know. What was that
name? I think
of
Bristol, Connecticut. I think of like ESPN.
It should have been Snow.
ESPN.
The Connecticut Snow.
Yeah, that doesn't have the same ring to it. Like there's the Phoenix Suns, which makes sense, right? Arizona is
Yes.
I have never, there's certain states.
The Phoenix air conditions.
There's certain states, by the way, I have zero just desire to travel to.
Vermont?
Connecticut's one of them. Well, Vermont's got like maple syrup and like nice like snowing.
Maple syrup. I think of Canada with maple.
Like snowboarding, skiing. Okay. They got like good like mountains.
About Rhode Island? You in on Rhode Island?
Providence, I heard, is nice. It's on the coast. They got good seafood. Maine's got the lobster. I'm not into like camping or anything, though. I'm out on that. So like nature.
When I think of like just like that whole New England area, I just think of Tony Soprano going up north in season 1. And he'd taken his daughter to all the colleges and, like, finding the snitch and then murfing him out.
There you go. By the way, it's Tony Soprano, happy Father's Day, one of the most iconic fathers in on-screen history. Maybe we'll dive into the most memorable TV or movie dads of all time, Joe. As we shout to all the dads out there.
Dr. Seaver's got to be
right,
in there.
Right, all the father figures out there, all the uncles, the cousins.
Uncle Phil.
Everyone. There you go. Love it. I go Hal from Malcolm in the Middle, Bryan Cranston. It's a throwback.
No, not bad at all.
Before he became Heisenberg, he was Hal to me.
Phil Dunphy's up there.
There you go.
I mean, Modern Family. Phil Dunphy, I have to say, for the like the more modern type television shows.
Hence the name.
He's funny.
He's hilarious. We're all a little Phil Dunphy. We got all of those TV dads. We're all a little Uncle Phil. We got all of them with Inside of Us. We're going to pick this up on the other side. We're going to dive into Dodgers, Giants, and is losing this series the end-all, be-all, or winning this series the end-all, be-all for Giants fans? Is this the ultimate test to solidify, hey, you know what? We deserve to be in the conversation of winning the NL West. How important is this series for you? 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Three hits yesterday, Joe. Big times, batting 320 right now in a small sample size, albeit, but you know what? The bats are hot, heading into La La Land. Can't be mad at the bats.
Dom Smith, what a story. I mean, this guy, been around for a minute, kind of bounced around, feels like his career was hanging on one leg. Giants bring him in to replace Lamont Wade Jr., and this goes to show you how bad Lamont Wade Jr. is. I mean, this is a guy, Dom Smith, who anyone in baseball could have had. Anyone. And we talk a lot about war, you know, like wins above replacement.
Yeah.
And this is a great example of you have a player who's not helping you, all right? And I forget the numbers. I'm not talking about, like, the advanced data. I'm just saying, like, part of the whole theory of war is, like, how good is this player versus an average replacement player?
Yeah.
Would you say Dom Smith is an average replacement player? Just, like, fringe MLB player?
Yes. I didn't know who he... I've never heard the name prior to it. I don't think most people have.
Yeah. I have because of the Mets, but whatever. But
exactly.
Neither here nor there.
But most Giants fans probably never heard of the guy.
But I'm in on baseball more than others, so yes, I'm a sicko. That being said, I mean, how much better... Just in a week, how much better is he than Lamont Wade?
He's done more in a week than Lamont Wade did all season. There you go.
How about that? The fact that Buster Posey has got a little Farhan magic in the sense of turning a guy over for someone else, flipping the card, and boom, we got an ace in the back pocket, right? And we'll see how long this lasts. You know, sometimes these guys, the pixie dust wears off and they become unplayable. But he has been really good for the Giants. It feels like every game he plays, he makes a play in the field and has some contribution at the plate. Putting the ball in play, advancing a runner, driving in runs. I mean, that home run he hit yesterday was a bomb.
It was. Now I'll say this. It helps being in Colorado. Helps being at Coors Field. Let's see you do it at Dodger Stadium, because this is the series that matters. This is the ultimate test of the season thus far, Joe. This is the biggest regular season series in 4 years. Since the 2021 season, where they were legitimate, you know, if you wanted to call them, like, even if you didn't view them as contenders, they were. They won 100-plus games. Like, that was one of the greatest regular seasons in the history of the Giants. That's how long it's been since we've had a series that mattered in the regular season against the Dodgers. It's been that long. It doesn't feel like it, but it's been that long. And you know what? Jung-Hoo Lee, playing well. Willy Adames, playing well now, albeit small sample size, but you know what? He has been so god-awful. 204 might as well be 304 for some Giants fans, the way he's batting right now. Pick that up into this series. Now we're cooking with some grease. Elliot Ramos, batting 295. Just, yeah, bats, they speak for themselves.
He's been awesome.
So damn good.
Defensively, though, there are some times.
Well, yesterday.
No, I'm not trying to be.
Well, I don't know what was going on yesterday. Why did that Tyro Estrada ball just keep. Can someone get that ball?
It
squibbed for like 20 minutes.
It's crazy.
That should not have been a double. What was that? That was a single at best.
I don't know. Juan Perez thought they were taking their time picking
right,
that ball
up. That one drove me nuts. But Yaz has been hitting the ball well as of late. He's had some jacks. Wilmer Flores, who's been Mr. Clutch all season long for them, playing well. Casey Schmidt getting another hit yesterday. So the bats are clicking at the right time. And you're going to be going up against one of the best pitchers tonight. Setting a tone tonight to start this series would be massive. And I want to ask Giants fans, I want to ask you, Joe, at 888-957-9570, what does this series scenario need to be for you to come out of this confident that you can win this division? Like,
I've got my sights on the NL West. I want to make that.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people are like, oh, just be a contender.
No.
Nah.
This is a
litmus
test. I
want to win the West.
Like, if they were to come out of this series with just one win, but you lose the series, would you be disappointed?
Yeah, I'd probably be pretty disappointed.
Does it matter how you get the one win, though? Like, let's say, for instance, you lose tonight against Logan Webb, but it's a close one. You lose, like 3-0 or something like that, or 3-1. But he pitches pretty well, right? But, you know, Yamamoto's one of the best in the league.
Yeah. Did we squander a bunch of second and third opportunities?
Maybe.
With runners on base?
And maybe Logan Webb just gives up like a three-run jack to Shohei Ohtani or something like that. You know what? That happens, and that's all that he gives up, and he has like 8 strikeouts or something.
God, I'd love Logan to just beam him right in the back. Right? I mean, Jesus. I mean, like, no, I'm dead serious. I would love to see some just vitriol from one of the Giants. Like, I'd love to see Randy Rodriguez come into a game and just beam Shohei Ohtani. Well, I hate to be like the guy like throwing baseballs at people, but I mean, we need to heat this thing up. They've been kicking our ass the last couple of years, Joe.
They have been. Well, the only guy that has like you know, the pelts on the wall, if you will, that has like actual stuff to go against them is Logan Webb. Robbie Ray doesn't have any like relationship with the Dodgers Giants.
Yeah,
rivalry.
But you could heat it up right away.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You could heat it up almost immediately.
Birdsong, kind of not really. He's so young, like, right? And then obviously Kyle Harrison.
And he's very monotone, Birdsong.
Right, exactly. So, like, some of these younger guys, I don't know. You got to set the tone tonight. And I think with Logan Webb, he's not going to throw it. Let me be clear. He's not doing that. He had an opportunity to do that a couple of years ago, remember, with Aaron Judge in that at bat. You wanted Logan Webb to throw it at Aaron Judge immediately.
Yeah, first play of the game. First at bat of the game.
What happened instead?
Yeah, he hit a home run. It was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. So, and I told you guys, if he pitches to him, he's hitting a home run, and he did. I mean, you want to talk about Joe Stradamus, Dibs. I know you're out there somewhere. No, but you know what this series is for me, Joe?
I was just going to say real quick, if Kyle Harrison has a good win, like, and he pitches well against this team on Sunday, and that's your only win, I do think that salvages, like, you're not going to feel, like, you know, amazing about it, but I would come away from that on Monday saying, you know what? Maybe we got something with Kyle Harrison. So there is a silver lining. There is a way for this to not be a horrible weekend if you lose the series. Now, albeit, like, winning the series, taking 2 out of 3 would feel monumental. Sweeping them? Yeah. There would be a pep in the step next Monday. What can't happen this weekend, though, I think you and I are in lockstep, you can't get swept. You just cannot get swept.
I don't even want one game where you give up 10 runs, because you know this offense can explode.
I could live with that, though.
No, no.
I can't.
No, I don't want
them. If Landon Roop gets shelled tomorrow, am I going to be just, oh, my God. Like, that could happen. Like, are you going to, like, be mad at Landon Roop if he gets shelled tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't want them giving up 10 runs, because this is an offense that can explode. I don't want that to happen. I would rather lose a bunch of tight games. I really would. Joe, this is a yardstick series. You know, the yardstick back in the day, you'd have it on the black chalk on the board over there. And
the teacher would take it and smack it against the board.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I am measuring myself right now against the best team in baseball. They're the reigning champions. They've got the best lineup. I know there's a million guys on the IL. I don't care. They've got the largest payroll we've ever seen. They've got more money deferred than even the American government right now. All right. They are three headed at the top of the lineup with three probable Hall of Famers in Shohei, Mookie, and Freddie Freeman. You are the little engine that could. You're going up against Goliath, and you have a slingshot in your hand, and it's your pitching staff, and it's your bullpen. And right now, you have this little aura about you, this little pixie dust, and this is the weekend where you put a shot across the bow and try to take down their battleship, because believe me, you're in a little rowboat right now. Like, that's how they view you. They don't view you as a legitimate contender, nor should they. You have been quiet and off to the side forever. You got to take 2 out of 3 here if you're the Giants, because I think that this will send a signal within your own clubhouse and across the National League that we're a force to be reckoned with. And when you're making deals, as you start to like look toward the deadline, all of those guys that, I don't really want to go to San Francisco. I don't really view them as a contender. This is the kind of series where eyes like perk up and they focus and they go, ooh, I'd like to be in that lineup. They're one hitter away. They're one whatever reliever or another starter. I don't know what the Giants are going to go out and get, but if I'm a guy who could conceivably be acquired by the Giants, this is a series where you could explain to them, like, this is why you got to come here. And then also psychologically, this dugout, Willy Adames, and all of these young impressionable guys like a Jung-Woo Lee and Elliot Ramos, this is some of the biggest series of these guys' career in a Giants uniform thus far. This is a huge one for us.
Absolutely. We're going to pick this conversation up on the other side. 888-957-9570. I even see a Dodger fan on the line.
Good. Bring it on. We're going to bring it on.
We are. We're going to bring him on the other side.
Bring it on.
Make sure you are locked into the roast, by the way, between 7:30 and 7:45 today, because we are giving away a pair of Golden State Valkyries tickets to their matchup against Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. When you hear, Carter, this Kevin Dana call, thumbs down. You don't have it ready. Oh, my God. Just, if that's the tone that we're setting this weekend as you're wearing a Giants hat, you're not being ready, we're already screwed. We're screwed. We're done. That's the tone setter right there. We got a thumbs up now. Are we okay? Yeah, you got the call? Play the call. All right.
Semi looking to Thornton. Open left wing three. Rain dance! 87-81! Caleb Thornton with a big time triple!
I'm just kidding, Carter. I love you. When you hear that Kevin Dana call between 7:30 and 7:45, be caller number 5 on the contest line and score yourself a pair of tickets. You can also go to Valkyries.com for all of your other tickets. Valkyries in action all summer long at Chase Center. Can't wait. I need to go to a game. God, talking about hot ticket of the weekend and Dodgers. No, hot ticket of the weekend. It's any Valkyries game. How about that? More so than the Stanley Cup Finals, by the way, which has been incredible. Did you guys see that game yesterday? Oh, my God. I know Bonte saw it. He's all locked in on hockey. He'll be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll talk some Panthers Oilers with him, Joe. I know you're fired up about that.
That'll draw in an audience on a Friday.
Brought to you by Cash Creek Casino Resort.
Drag.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You love Snoop.
I love Snoop. By the way, that was the worst rejoin music I've ever heard in my entire life.
You.
It's Dodgers Giants!
Let's go.
Who is that? Wait, real quick.
Thank you.
As the guy there's a new voice on the show. I didn't recognize that voice.
Put on JT. Game tight. Put on JT, game recognized game. Give me some Mac Maul. Give me some Mac Dre. Let's go. Give me some San Quentin. Hit it out the park, Barry Bonds. Stand up.
That wasn't Sam Lubman. That was our boss. It's Matt Nahagian.
Listen to the story I'm about to tell.
This is still not
another tale about that. Yeah,
this is actually like a depressing song.
No, it's not. It's one of the greatest choruses of all time. Like, turn it up.
Yes, you listen to the lyrics.
For yo, walk around with yo.
I cut all of these beats, by the way. I cut all the Nicotina beats that you have right there. You're on Spadoni's beds right now. I know you are. Oh, you're not? Well, if you found the beds in the system, I cut all these. For Ann Baybridge music. Yeah. Jungle.
Let's go.
Why are you smiling? You BZ. That's what you need today.
We don't smoke no Bammer in the SFC.
Lost Hawks. Come on.
Give me Lost Hawks.
There you go. Let's go.
I'm feeling good. This is the biggest Giants series since the NLCS of 2021. Is it not?
It's the biggest.
NLDS, excuse me.
Well, it's not even close.
Right?
Right there.
Not even no. It's not hyped enough. This? It's not hypey enough. No.
Okay. What's after?
I don't know. But this is it's not hypey enough.
Okay. All right. Well, come on. Go Mac Dre then. There's a bunch
Give
of Mac
anything.
Dre
back.
There you go.
Turn it up.
Feeling better now?
Yeah, I am feeling better. I'm ready to take two out of three from these bums. Let's go. I'm sick of hearing about Shohei. The guy who should be in federal prison,
oh my
right,
God.
For gambling, threw his poor guy under the bus. I mean, not since Greg Anderson has a friend been thrown in the slammer, you know, for protecting somebody.
Chris Carter told us, get a fall guy. And Shohei was definitely at that class.
I mean,
so there you go.
Mookie Betts, as much as I love the guy, I also despise the guy.
Why?
Because he's too good. The Red Sox gifted him. Gifted him.
Hey, Verdugo.
To the Dodgers.
Verdugo
Shut
is
up
a
about
huge
Verdugo.
Piece.
He's on six teams since then. All right? Give me a break. Freddie Freeman, great guy. Obviously, I mean, he's like a great guy. I mean, great guy, obviously. But he's wearing the Dodger outfit.
You
he's
hate
a
that
bum.
All these Dodgers are actually like
They're
good
all good
people.
Guys, and that's what it pisses me
Clayton
off.
Clayton Kershaw tomorrow, yeah.
You know, that's right? The reason I get pissed.
I mean, but you know who else I hate? Max Muncy, this
okay,
guy.
You can hate that guy,
I mean,
yeah.
This freaking guy. I mean, this... He doesn't even have a position! He drives me nuts. This team drives me crazy. And you look, you're bringing up Kershaw. You know, I despise Kershaw. I respect him. Kind of like Emmitt Smith or Michael Irvin with right. The Cowboys, where I despise them.
Patrick Mahomes, yeah.
If this is the last Kershaw battle, because you never know.
Yeah.
Like, the guy could get hurt. He's pretty old. Basically got injured at the end of last year. And, you know, we don't know how many of these we get where he's at home at Dodger Stadium in that uniform, that all-white mm-hmm. Dodger uniform against the Giants. You know, this is something special, and we're watching kind of the end of an era. And, like, for a long, long time, whether you had Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, you know, Fernando Valenzuela, Oral Hershiser,
right.
You know, over the years, there's been a lot of just, I would call, like, close your eyes, Dodger starters for a decade, you know, for a different generation.
Yeah.
And for almost two generations, it's been Clayton Kershaw. And it's crazy to think that him and Lincecum were on the cover of the ESPN, the magazine, together. And I haven't thought about Lincecum in a Giants uniform forever.
What was that, 18 years ago? Something like that? 07?
Goes
maybe?
To show how great this guy is.
Right?
Right? That being said, like, I am sad that this could be one of, if not, the last time that we're going to see this guy Saturday night. And my God, I want to send him packing to that dugout with that same playoff loser face that he's had forever, which is him sweating with that ugly blue Dodger hat, like just kind of shoulders down. You know exactly what I'm talking
Disheveled
about.
Beard.
It is a meme. Yeah. I want to send him packing one last time to the showers. And I want Dave Roberts to have to take the ball out of his hand in disgruntlement as we're getting him shelled off the mound. And boy, if Adamas can hit one off Clayton Kershaw, you want to talk about endearing yourself to Giants fans? Let's go!
Is this the weekend that Willie Adamas becomes a Giant, Joe? Is this the weekend that's going to happen?
I mean, this. You know what you want to do? You want to slide in hard on Mookie Betts at second base. Break up two. Give him the old elbow. What for? Why not? Let's see it. What are we waiting on?
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bear for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're going to get into some of those scenarios on the best case and worst case scenarios for the Giants this weekend in L.A. You got Logan Webb on the bump tonight against the ace of the Dodgers this year, at least. Used to be Clayton Kershaw for a long time. No longer. It's Yamamoto is on the mound tonight. Primetime action. Cannot wait to watch
it. They might wear their City Connects, the Los Angeles deferrals.
What do those look like? You felt so proud of that one. It wasn't that great.
Well, I mean, Ohtani has his own City Connect. It's pinstripes, you know, black and white ones where it looks like you've been in jail. He should be. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Like, can we relax on that?
The federal government investigated certain individuals from my family for years on end, overturning everything, seizing computers, freezing assets.
We have like,
and Shohei Ohtani was cleared in less than 24 hours. In what world where our government moves slow as molasses, in what world did Shohei Ohtani like legitimately get investigated the appropriate way? I'm not even saying that he actually did it, but to say that it was open and shut within 24 hours is a joke. It's a joke. We investigated Barry Bonds putting some cream and some clear on his knee significantly more than we did this guy moving money and betting on games.
Ron is in Hayward. That's your guy, Ron in Hayward.
What's
number
up, Ron?
One Shohei Ohtani fan, number one Dodger fan that likes to call into the roast. He wants to talk about this weekend series, Joe.
Yeah,
in
good.
LA.
Let's
what's
go,
up, Ron?
Let's go.
Hey, what's going on, man? I've been listening to you guys ramble up at the mouth. I'm sitting here in my rig because you know I'm a truck driver. I'm sitting on Monterey Expressway right here in San Jose. I've been waiting to get on the show. It's been that time of the year. Yeah. This is Jackie Robinson, Dodger Blue time, baby, the world champs. So what you guys going to do tonight?
We're going to win. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take 2 out of 3 from you, and then we're going to be in the top of the NL West come Monday morning.
Hey, where's Monte at? Hey, that's the only thing that's missing. It's you
Monte's
and Monte.
At 9 o'clock, Ron. Ron, 9 o'clock.
Well, tell him I called then because I missed
it. I probably won't do that, but thank you for calling in right now, Ron and Hayward. He's fired up about his Dodgers. He didn't really get into it. I thought there was going to be some smack talk. What the hell was that? He laughed like Ted DiBiase from WWE. It's just, he's the million-dollar man.
You know, funny? It's funny how sports works, right? Like, in our mind, like, Dodger fans and Laker fans, and we make them synonymous. I actually think that a Laker fan is a little different from a Dodger fan. And the reason why I say that, like, yes, there's a overlap of the two. A Dodger fan is very specific. There's this arrogance that is almost too much considering, like, the Lakers have literally been in half the amount of finals that have ever existed, and they've won, you know, their fair share of championships over the years. The Giants, since 88, have the same amount of championships as the Dodgers, okay, which is 3, all right? And so to think that the Dodgers are this, oh, my God, they're a juggernaut. Cardinals have 3 in that same span period. The Red Sox have whatever, 3 or 4 in that time period. So you're not who you think you are. And they represent this casual behavior. Let's throw on a Dodger hat, my flip-flops, in my jeans. And it's just, they disgust me. They embody more of everything I despise about L.A., even more so than the bandwagon nationwide Laker fan. They really do. Like, they epitomize the definition of transplant casual LA sports fan. It bugs me to no belief. I show up in the 4th inning, I leave in the 7th.
I do think it's interesting how you brought that up right there, because we fan different depending on the team. Like, we think we don't. You want to be the same fan throughout, but like the way you root for the Warriors, Joe, is probably different than how you root for the Giants or how you root for the Niners. But there's always expectations involved in that too. And the sport itself is different, right? You got how many games? You got like 17 games? I always forget in the regular season now in the NFL. So it's different. Every single week, you're living and dying with that result.
Unless you're playing the Arizona Cardinals week 17.
Thank you. Juwan Jennings on line 1 getting ejected.
I'm teasing.
Right? Or if it's the Warriors, right? And you got Stephen Curry, and it's
sure.
LeBron, and
sure.
it's Steph, and it's there. Like, it's different. But you're not going to feel the same if it's, you know, Trae Young and the Atlanta Hawks, for instance. But there is just something else about baseball when it comes to these series that are now not as frequent. Like, you don't play your division rivals as much anymore now that you're playing every single team every year now. So the fact that you're seeing this Dodgers team for the first time, and it's halfway through June almost, and it's Friday the 13th, and there was a full moon the other day, it's Father's Day weekend. Let's go through some of these scenarios, Joe. And we were kind of touching on it last segment. Let's get back into it. Like, if the Giants were to win 2 out of 3 and just take the series, is that like, we're here, we can win this thing for you?
Absolutely.
Is that the ultimate, that's what you need to do at the very least for me to feel good that this team can contend with the Dodgers?
When was the
last
time?
Taking the series.
I feel like the last time they won a big series that was like this late in the season against that team, when they were good, was the 2021 season, like late August, when they won 2 of 3 at home at Oracle, where Bellinger had the throw that was so high
Dave Fleming. That was a great call.
It really was. it's been almost 5 years, and it feels like they've owned us both at Oracle in terms of their attendance and in down in L.A. And we're like the little brother that can't even punch up. Like, they stick their hand out, and you're swinging, and you can't even make contact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's why 2 out of 3 from this team. Look, I know it's a long season. I know there's 2 more months of the year. Anything can happen. Like, we don't know. Both teams could fall off the map, or both teams could be right in it to the end. But there's something about capturing the hearts and the minds of the Bay Area sports fan right now. Is everybody going to be tuned in?
They should be.
No, they will be.
They should be. No.
I haven't been this fired up for a midseason Giants-Dodgers game, again, since 2021. There's been some like early game matchups, you know, just naturally you're fired up for it. This one feels huge. So 2 out of 3 would be like monumental.
I think for a lot of people, this is the weekend that they're going to start really paying attention to the Giants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.